Navigating life, I've decided, is like navigating a river. At times, the journey becomes difficult, and we're forced to deal with unforeseen hazards and turbulent waters. While at other times, we're able to relax and enjoy the scenery as we're effortlessly carried toward our predestined future. Of course, not every traveler uses the same approach to their journey. There are those who calmly enter the river, seek out a current, and then settle in for the ride, while others consider the voyage a challenge, entering the river intent on setting their own course while fighting every twist and turn along the way. During the course of my life, I've been both types of traveler. It's hard to say whether one approach is superior to the other. While drifting with the current was definitely the easiest, I've experienced the most growth and the highest level of satisfaction during those voyages where I've carved out my own route.
Ainsley Holloway?
A tall woman wearing straight-legged jeans, knee-high boots, and an Angora sweater in a deep rusty orange asked after entering Ainsley Holloway Investigations. I stood up to greet the woman. Yes, I'm Ainsley. You must be Opal Fallon.
I am.
Please have a seat. I motioned toward the chair across the desk from where I'd been sitting. She glanced at my Bernese mountain dogs, Kai and Callie, who watched from large pillows designated for them. They won't bother you, I assured the woman who'd called earlier to inquire about my services. In fact, they won't even leave their pillows unless instructed to do so. The woman, who I assumed wasn't a fan of my canine friends, hesitated and then slowly walked toward the desk. She sat down and then crossed her legs one over the other. I apologize. I should have warned you about the dogs, I said once the woman was settled. If you're uncomfortable, I can ask the owners of the antique store next door to allow them to hang out over there for a while. She glanced at the dogs, who hadn't moved an inch since she'd walked in.
No, it's fine.
She narrowed her gaze.
They certainly are large dogs.
They are, but they're very well trained. I decided to get right to the point and hopefully distract the woman's attention away from the dogs. You mentioned on the phone that you needed assistance finding your daughter, but the cell service was iffy, so we never got around to discussing the specifics of why this sort of assistance is needed. Has she run away? I figured the woman would have gone to the police, not a PI, if she'd been kidnapped.
No, it's nothing like that.
She put a hand to her throat and gently massaged it, as if trying to work words loose that weren't quite forthcoming.
My story is sort of complicated.
That's fine. Just take your time, I encouraged. She took a deep breath, wiped a tear from the corner of her eye, and then began to speak.
12 years ago, I gave birth to a child. A daughter. Jeremiah and I were so excited to be parents. We'd wanted a baby for so long, but I'd had problems conceiving, so things had progressed slowly. When I found out I was pregnant, I was over the moon with happiness. We both were.
She smiled a sad little half-smile.
Every morning when I woke up, I thanked God for the child growing inside me. We called her our little miracle. And she was. Not only had I finally conceived, but the pregnancy had been fairly routine, with the exception of some morning sickness early on. And the doctors felt confident that I'd be able to carry the baby to term.
She stopped speaking. Just take your time, I encouraged as she struggled to keep her composure. She nodded and continued.
When I was about 7 months along, my doctor told me I'd developed extremely high blood pressure. He was naturally concerned for my health, as well as the baby's, and instructed me to find a way to relax. I tried to do as he suggested, but I just couldn't seem to let go of my anxiety.